I wanted to give my two cents on the Real Dana's interview with Judge Joe Brown, Black Star TV 2.0, did a commentary on the interview. They were talking about Aruta Sussi, I didn't know this was here. I just found my dry erase marker for my dry erase board. I didn't know where I had put that thing. I was looking for it. So, the Real Dana had asked Judge Joe Brown, rather she gaslit him, and he fell into the abyss of being honest with his response of the questions that she was asking. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to suggest that you guys go and listen to the interview that she did with Judge Joe Brown. And then you go and listen to Black Star TV 2.0. Listen to his commentary. It brings a lot of good points to mind. Now, with the Real Dana, what she was trying to do was be messy. She wasn't trying to bring about any kind of change or help anybody, but she was just trying to be gossipy and messy. Those are the type of Black women that the Black authority should really be concentrating on. I hope that she gets dragged. I hope that people talk about her and what she's tried to do with Judge Joe Brown. Judge Joe Brown has been a very supportive person to the new Black media when it comes to doing spaces and interviews with them. New Black media has really supported him. I still see him as an elder, as a person that we can get some wisdom from, and as somebody who was a judge. He has insight into the legal system and has a lot of advice and wisdom to offer as far as the system itself and how to work through it. I was very disappointed to hear his response on Aruta Sussi. And I still have to sit back and wonder, why would he get on a platform after all New Black Media has done for him and the coverage that they have given him and the time that they've spent with having him on and talking to him? Why would he respond in that way? And I think he was just giving his honest opinion. And I think the problem with that is Black Star brought up a really good point, and he wasn't being disrespectful, but it was just a good point. If you want to say this about Aruta Sussi, why not look at your own career and what you've provided to the Black community as far as being a judge, as far as being a real judge? Can we look at your track record? Before a man judges another man, you gotta sit and look at what you have done. And then once you do that, and if you have some words to say about giving somebody some advice or giving them a word of encouragement, a word of wisdom, you go to that person. You don't talk about them in public like that. You don't say things like that. Public. So what this was, I see through it. I see through this is that I believe Judge Joe Brown is not married. So you have a woman and a man talking to each other, and you have this going on where you know it's, how can I say it? I don't want to say it's an attraction thing. What is it? When men and women get together, it's just a natural thing that happens between them. It's like this flirtation going on, and she was, you know, fixing her hair and, you know, mushing her lips together to make sure her lipstick was on okay. And she just had this, you know, and it was just like, you know, it's just a natural thing that men and women do towards each other. So I think his ego probably got the best of him when he was talking with this person. And he just said some things that he probably should have thought about before he said it. Because, you know, I really think that when you get on a public forum, and she's got 54,000 subscribers. So when you get on a public platform and you say things like that without fully understanding the true intent, the true intent, Aruda Sussi is really all about and why Tariq is doing what he's doing, when you just make comments and you're not really sure on what's going on 100%, you don't make yourself look good. And I'm disappointed, but Judge Joe Brown's a human being. He's allowed to have the opinions he has. She asked him the questions and she was gaslighting him. And she got a thrill off of that. And I think that it's sad. It's really sad. She's an example of Black women that are really looking for something and don't know what it is that they're looking for. We don't need to ignore this. We need to talk about it. We need to drag her. And we need to let her know that if you have something to say about what somebody is doing, you need to go to them. You don't need to make a spectacle of yourself on a platform where you're a Black woman who has a lot of listeners. And it makes me wonder, how did you get those listeners? Are you saying controversial things that don't help the community, that are very poison? Because you're speaking death into what Tariq is doing. And I always say nobody is perfect. But if you're trying to do things out here that is beneficial to the community, then do your thing. But what is it for a person to question Aruda Sussi and to not bring it to the table as a serious matter and say, look, I've got concerns with this. It looks like, Tariq, you are making money off of this. Why? What's going on? I mean, woman to man, why didn't you go to him and ask him these questions? Why do you wait to get on a forum where you know she, and I know she knows that Judge Brown has been on Spaces with New Black Media multiple times. You know she knows. But she waits to get him on her forum to ask him those questions. And, you know, she's using her platform and her femininity to manipulate him into saying certain things. But he could have controlled that. As a Black man, he should have known better than to say some things like that. That was uncalled for and ridiculous. And this is what the younger generation is talking about when they talk about older Black people. I would love to see an older Black man get on a platform and support Tariq. I would love to see it. It's sad that we have to get to this point to where we're sitting here talking about each other on these platforms like this. This is just an example of the disaster that occurs in the Black community that keeps us down. Black people sitting up talking about other Black people and what they're doing. Why is she worried about if Tariq is making money off of this or not? What the fuck is she doing sitting up talking about him? She's not doing anything that's helpful to the Black community. Just sitting up gossiping about people. She's miserable. She's a miserable person. If that's all you can point out about Tariq Nasheed, congratulations, Tariq. You made it. You have made it. You can get a bitter black woman that's probably attracted to you because you 6'4" and you good looking and you keep yourself clean and looking good. She probably got a whiff of your cologne and just fell in love. She's probably attracted to you and wants to be with you like that. Because some women will do shit like this. Bring attention to themselves to where they can talk to their crush. And, you know, it's a negative thing for her to do. But it's going to get her right where she wants to be. And that's under Tariq. I feel sad for her because as a black woman with 54,000 listeners, if this is the way you got your listeners, lady, you ain't helping the black community not one iota. Not one fucking iota. That's the spirit of Oprah Winfrey right there all day long. She reminds me of some relatives that I have that like to sit and gossip and talk about people and think they're cute. But she's old. She's one of those black women that is so fucking old-minded. Messy and old. One of them old, messy, gossipy church women. Just no life to her. No nothing. Somebody bought this sweatshirt for me. I didn't even. Okay. We're supposed to be impressed with that? Somebody bought it for you? What's. That's just truly the ugliest part of the black community is black women like that. Because we're supposed to be holding down our black men. She was supposed to get on her platform and talk about something that was going to be beneficial to the community. And this was a waste of black people's time sitting up here listening to this bullshit. Trying to tear down a black man and what he's trying to build. It's sickening and it's sad. And I feel so sad for her. But I've got better things to do. I just wanted to give my two cents on it because I felt like it was needed and I felt like black women need to support their black men. Because I have yet to see a black woman my age or a little younger or a black man Judge Joe Brown's age really get out here and do what Tariq is doing. Like I said, nobody is perfect. But this young man has done more in his life to try to uplift the black community, to try to educate people than I've seen done in a really long fucking time. Just for the black community as a whole. I've not seen this in a really long fucking time. And a lot of people that stand behind Tariq, New Black Media, the people in New Black Media really hold him down. And I thank God for that. Because when you get hate like this, when you see your enemy out here trying to destroy what you're doing and laughing about it, you just know that you're doing the right thing. So like I said before, congratulations to Tariq. Congratulations to the New Black Media. Y'all done made it. You have made it. Thank you so much for contributing to the community in a positive way and making your platforms something that people should be listening to and people should be encouraged by. You're fighters, you're warriors, you're kings, you're queens, and y'all are doing a phenomenal job. I personally want to thank you for all that you've done, how you came on the scene, and I'm looking around like, where the fuck are my people? And y'all came out this year like, boom, here we are. We here, queen. We see everything that's going on in the black community, and we going to do some shit. And y'all came, and y'all tore shit up. Vinny, Vinny, Vici. Y'all tore it up. You came, you saw, and you conquered. You fucking killed it. You fucking killed it. Thank you. Much love to you. And I pray that you guys continue to stay strong. Don't let the haters get to you. Don't let the haters worry you. Y'all keep doing your thing out here. Because I'm going to keep watching. I'm going to keep supporting you. Because I remember what you've done, what you did, and I know what your future is going to look like. Keep supporting your people. We got a lot of sick black people out here. One of them, namely the real Dana. She's very sick. Very full of poison and toxic. Very, very toxic. But we just have to step over them and overlook them because, you know, like the Black Alpha Network said, he said that we're not going to all be on one accord. And we can't wait until that happens. We got to start moving and doing things now. It's a shame because with 54,000 listeners, the new black media could have really done some things. She could have really done some things. But, you know, she just showed who she was. She's an enemy. When an enemy shows you who they are, believe them and understand that they are not here to help you with shit. They're not going to change their minds later on. They're not going to be the person that they should be. When an enemy shows you who they are, sometimes it's hard to accept because they're in the same skin that we're in. It hurts worse. It hurts more. Somebody who was not happy with themselves had to show themselves. And now we see. You guys take care. Thank you for listening.